What's it? It's my electric toothbrush, guys.
Silly bugger.
Got me one of those over the weekend. Incredible, by the way. I feel like when I smile now, it sounds like the shush. It's beautiful. It's like a heaven scene.
That was amazing.
Electric toothbrushes. You know where you get them?
Chemist Warehouse. Yeah, proud sponsors of the Morning Shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go. Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
Yeah. The Morning Shift. Powered by You Know Media.
Good morning, good evening, and everything in between. It's a mighty Monday, and we're here for our Morning Shifters, from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show, just in case you missed us. It's all powered by You Know Media. Kendrick, brother, come on, man.
Good up, Friday, stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off, hit the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully, we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
Another week, baby.
I say yeah.
Check this week like I'm Kendrick.
Oh,
points approved this week. Big show, man. What do we got locked and loaded for you on the show? We are going to talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Anyone who's ever tried to come at you, tried to play with you, you just, new image alert, send them back a photo of KDOT.
Stand on business. We're going to talk about that on the show, obviously. Cinderella or Fella is back. We're on the hunt for that. Brand new month to find a brand new person for Cinderella or Fella. Jordan, what are you talking about
today? That is correct. We're getting old. We are getting old. Brooke actually said one thing that I'm glad he's about to talk about, because I was like, that's the perfect example.
We are getting old, man. Mark Sports.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Brother.
Still here, though. Still here, baby.
I just want to say, how terrible are the grounds in Newcastle?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's the ground's fault. Yeah, I don't care what.
100%. No one says. We were the only ones playing on that ground as well. No, there's plenty of other sport that happened. But we'll talk about it.
So we'll talk about the sport, and then we're going to wrap it up with the bomb. Not the bum, but the bomb is the hot sauce.
I don't know what you're doing. I kind of thought we talked about it last week, but I don't know if I want to do it today.
You said scared money don't make money, and today's the day that we're going to make some money, man. We're going to do the bomb challenge.
What is the bomb?
It's a spicy hot sauce. It literally says ground zero on it. So get excited, boys. We are going to try this hot sauce and see how hot it is.
Is the toilet free?
Yeah, we might have to rush there straight after. That is all on the show, but we always start the show with an absolute... Oh, it's already... Boy! Sorry, I ruined that whole thing.
That's
already started.
It has. It's New Zealand Music Month. It's Sweet Music Month.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it, baby.
New music!
Sounding sinister.
Look like it's about to rain, what a shame.
Beep, beep.
I got the armor all to shine up the stain. Smoking on a half an ounce, trying to maintain. Ain't no other option but to go against the grain.
Last pull.
With the glow up, whiskey getting pulled up. Out the bottom, no cup. Every day the rent due. Step into the venue, running like we're mental. I don't trust nobody when I'm in another district. Polynesian gifted, pull up with a stick shit. You looking like a quick click. Rabbits washed up, clocked out, not us. We pop off and hop out, man. You better watch your girl looking at us. Stars
that's poop. That look at
them. Their hands up, then I hang my black up. Pull a train of Kyoto, Fuji. Oh. Photos and movies, my lifestyle. Sweat it up forever, stay up on my lane, cause I'm a
beep.
Who got the keys to the Jeep?
Who's got them?
Top down, loud sound, see my peeps. Get the pounds now, look who it be.
Whoever.
If it me, 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 and SVE. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame.
Right.
I got the armor all to shine up the stage.
Little bit grimy for this week just to get it started. Only because, finally, we're putting our gumboots on, rolling up our sleeves, and getting to work today. Start the week strong.
Love that. How are you, OG? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. Another 5K run ticked off in the park runs. Gentlemen, I'm... you know what? I might actually be starting to enjoy myself. Not! We used to say that back in the 90s. You'd say something that you didn't mean, then go, not! Anyways, I've actually had a few people contact me, and one of them is actually a running coach.
Ooh.
And I've got my eyes set... And this sounds creepy, and it shouldn't sound creepy, but I've got my eyes set on trying to beat a 4-year-old in a 5K run at the moment. Mm. But he reckons stages. It's all about stages. There's a skill set to running that I obviously just I have never ever knew there was. I thought running was just running. Dog boring. Just
I feel you.
No, that's just tying my shoelaces up. But
what stage you at?
Oh, I'm still there. I haven't had any training, but there is somebody who was willing to put the time in and help me track down this four-year-old and try and enjoy my running. So I don't want to make a big thing of this, but I do. Like, I'm kind of like, I don't know. Running seems like one of the cheapest and easiest ways of getting fit, yeah?
Yeah, it's just seems,
it's yeah, it's just, it's upstairs and downstairs and bringing them all together and trying really hard. So I don't know. If there's anyone else there, I don't know. Anyone else that's listening right now that can't run, like me, terrible runner, find it boring, but has a goal, I'd be interested to hear from you as well, because I want to track this four-year-old. I want to do a good 5K
we
run.
We get it, that kid. Yes, that five kilometers sounds like a lot even to start though, Matsuma.
Yeah,
like, should it be like don't you start two, three? You know,
perhaps that's what I'm doing wrong, because I don't do any other runs during the week.
5K is pretty. That's a lot.
Is it?
Big toll on the body.
I don't know, though.
When you haven't run in a while.
Might start with a power walk.
Sounds like the week.
Hold up. What do you do to warm up?
Nothing. This week was, I rolled out of bed, like, proper late. So I brushed my teeth, chucked some shoes on, and quickly went to the park run. Like, that was, and then I was full of regret as I started to get probably, after my first K, I was like, hey.
Yeah, you got to get some leg swings.
Running's, like, cool now, eh? Like,
is it?
It is, bro. There's so many people that have started running. It's kind of got kind of like an aesthetic to it. It's
ugly for me.
In your 30s, you run.
I'm too heavy to run. I've just started. I got 120 kgs hitting the pavement, concrete. Oh, not good for the back and bones and the knees.
Yeah, well, I'm 117, so, I mean, we're not far off.
You got running legs, though, so I don't feel like.
I feel like I see this big triangle running past people. Well, running behind people now, but anyways, I'm gonna keep you updated. I want to see if there is such a thing as being able to be coached in running.
I did like that. Someone was trying to coach me over the weekend. They're trying to pull on my heartstrings to change allegiances to my given AFL team.
Hey, speaking of, you see your team 90,000 over the weekend.
I heard Collingwood, baby.
90,000 for just a regular round robin game.
Nick's giggling in the back at Collingwood. Collingwood, the Collingwood
Magpies,
not Swan Magpies. I knew what it was. I was saying not Swans, Magpies, and I got rudely interrupted.
Collingwood or Colling won't? That's my question.
The thing is, the person that said that if I change allegiance, they said they'd send me full kit.
Who'd you get?
I looked them up. I didn't really like their strips. They're playing strips. They said the Sydney Giants.
We toasted you this week, boy. You don't want them, boy.
The orange, eh?
I might stay with Collingwood, eh?
Yeah, great.
Stay with Collingwood.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brisbane Lions. They have a podcast. They got tagged in it. They're talking about us on the Brisbane Lions podcast.
Really?
Really, brother? I'm telling you, AFL's a thing. It's a movement. We are part of it, brother.
Hang on a second. Come now. You listen here, Collingwood. You better start talking about me. I'm a big deal in the podcast game.
Shush. 90,000 at the game, man.
The Collingwood Magpies.
Yeah, stay away from the greater Western Sydney
area.
Giants.
No matter what hood.
Yeah, they got turned up.
We only support Collingwood. Put that on a t-shirt. Merch.
You're welcome.
No, not the one?
Okay, cool. I'm telling you, man, AFL is a movement. We're part of it, brothers. We're part of it. I bought a couch over the weekend.
Oh,
you're on Mark's Buzz. No, brother. I bought a couch over the weekend. No, I bought like a couch. I bought it back in Feb, actually. So I've been excited to get this couch for a long time. It was my I feel like it's my oldest purchase I've ever had.
Was it black?
It's like
and
a
leather?
Grown-up purchase. It's leather. It's like a tinted orange.
Ooh, burnt orange?
You burnt wanna, orange. Yeah.
You put in a life home type of couch.
Yeah, it kind of felt like, you know, like, it's a big purchase for me.
Mm. Oh, wait,
no. How much?
I don't want to talk about the price.
No. We can talk about the price.
We do things like sorted and then, you know, I'm smart with my money, you know what I'm saying? But it was about time that I bought a couch.
It was like 5K.
Boys, I hate it.
What?
I hate it.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
go
no.
on.
Are you taking that back? You can do the eye test when you're at the store. You can sit down for like 2-3 minutes. Yeah, you think you sit into it.
In the
house. You sit down for 2.5 hours watching the Warriors. Wasn't the same.
I don't think anywhere was good to sit watching that game. But anyway.
Why did you...
What do you not like about it?
Comfort. It's the comfort I don't like. I don't mind the look. Looks fine. Comfort is so important.
Oh, no.
Leather, though.
it was going to last me a while. That's
no,
cool.
No, you got to look after it too, though.
Oh,
no.
Leather. Why would you buy it? It can't be leather, bro.
Well, I was thinking winter.
Leather only looks good. It's never nice to sit on. Always cold in the winter. Oh, might as well be in Antarctica,
sticky,
mother.
Sweaty in the summer.
Oh, yeah, I know. Woke up yesterday morning. It's freezing cold. I'm down there jumping on the couch.
Yeah.
I know. So I just had to get that off my chest this morning.
Oh, buyer's remorse.
Leather couches buyer's belong in homes where people can't cook.
Open up the doors. I'm sure everybody's got the buyer's remorse, but it has to be on something that is really expensive. Never mind the buyer's remorse on something stupid and small.
Get one of those like one of those furry type blankets to put over, you know.
I like the cushions over the weekends.
One of them ones.
I need some power, boys. I need some power. Buyer's remorse. I love that.
Anyway, let's get into Daily Bread. That's right, guys. Daily Bread, breaking bread
with the news of today.
And today is May 6th. That is 127 days deep into the year, 239 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It is International No Diet Day. You are free to graze today on whatever you please.
They would put that on a Monday, wouldn't they?
Diets are hard, eh?
They're terrible.
I feel like there's too much information out there now.
Mm-mm.
Every time I swipe, you can't eat that. Almonds actually decrease something in your human body.
It's always something, brother.
Yeah, oh, they're great for your nails, but ugh, what they do for your eyeballs.
Only eat meat.
Yeah. I can't commit.
Don't eat meat.
Food's my love language.
What about back in the days before there was before there was any websites, before there was anything else, and we were just trolling naked through the woods, and we saw something. We saw something and we're like, do we eat that? You know what I mean? Like, imagine back then. Nowadays, everything's got like a label, tells you how much sugar's in it, tells you you can't eat it.
I kind of like it though, because you're a gambler. I'm a gambler. I like to roll the dice on things.
Yeah, so that berry looks good.
You kind of roll the dice on
everything. You gambled that couch, my boy.
No, man. And I didn't hit double sevens. What are you
snake eyes. It's also Sauvignon Blanc Day. What's that, Sauvignon Blanc?
Is that a wine?
Yeah, the white.
I'm cultured.
Save.
Still not there yet. We're talking about it with the masters. I'm trying to master wine.
I don't like white, so. Never been a fan of the white wine. Anyway,
white wine. Yeah, we followed that up.
Whew, that was close. And it's also International Celebration of Tony Day. Do we know any Tonys? Do we like
Tony? We know Tony. Yeah, we do know a couple of Tonys.
Good fellas. Good fellas.
Shout out to Mercury.
Overall, Tonys tend to be good people, do we think? This is where we judge.
Hard workers.
Hard workers. I've always said that about
Tonys. They kind of feel like that, huh? Yeah, I like the Tonys I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Father-in-law's a Tony.
Daily Bread today. Look, we're not... This doesn't need its own segment because, like, let's just wave the white flags on behalf of Aubrey Graham.
Oh, yes, let's talk about this. I'm going to stand up, Kendra. You can't see them. I'm standing, Kendra.
This is what I'll say about this, okay? Clearly, out of these two gentlemen, only one's read Art of War. And someone else was reading picture books growing up. But Kendrick sounds like he's staying in a one-bedroom apartment with only a mattress on the ground and a mic in the corner. That's the energy that he's coming with. Over the weekend.
And delivering.
Oh, my gosh. How do you even...
Where do you start?
You know what? I watch all the reaction pages.
Same.
You know what I love? Kendrick is so on war mode time, the reaction guys look tired.
Again?
Like, they look like... this is the biggest rap beef we've probably ever had. This is the blogs, this is the reaction guys' time to shine. Like, they get a mountain of content, and even they look like, bruh, give it a rest.
Kendrick was on a different timeline this weekend.
So on Wednesday last week, we obviously know Kendrick dropped his Euphoria track, which a lot of people were saying was a bit strange because usually they like to wait till Friday to drop their track so that the streams can do their thing over a week and you have like a proper time. But Kendrick didn't care, he dropped it. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that track. But then Friday, I believe, Drake dropped his song Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
55 minutes, Brooke and Matua, Mark. 55 minutes later, Kendrick replies, Mark.
Well, that's a quick turnaround.
Very quick.
The other thing to that is...
with my favorite song out of them all so far.
What Kendrick proved is that he has a mole in Kendrick's and Drake's camp, because even the fact that you drop a track like Family Matters and then the next track Kendrick drops is Meet the Grahams.
Everything's calculated.
Oh,
everything has been so
goodness.
Perfect with how he's played this out.
We can't play any of it out, but Matua Mark, for how would you, Brooke, how would you explain to Matua Mark like what that Meet the Grahams track was like?
It was a lecture It was a good hiding that your auntie set you down like, and just told you all your truths you didn't want to hear.
You know, when we grew up in a time where mum actually did give you some of her best, and you know those ones you go, oh, that one connected. I remember that day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got that one. But, I mean, he rapped from the perspective of his son. He rapped from the perspective of his mum, of his dad. He mentioned the grandfather. We didn't even know who he is.
And he mentioned one more.
Even, you know, in the part when he's like talking about Adonis, about do your push-ups, don't cut corners, get a gym membership. I was thinking, I was driving in the car and I was like, oh my gosh, like, Adonis can never be like a chubby kid, like, or a teenager, like. This poor boy can never be out of shape. They're gonna send him. They're gonna send him the time. His dad's arch nemesis hater.
They're gonna send him the link.
Told him you better do your push-ups. Don't cut corners.
He was giving life.
Don't
advice
buy your abs.
He was giving great life advice. I was 33, and he said, because there's a part where he says, Adonis, play this when you're 18 because you won't get it right now. I was listening to it, taking notes myself. Like, I'm 33. I have things to work on.
He was incredible, bro.
Kendrick dropped so hard, we all started doing push-ups. We go, yeah, I'm not trying to cut corners either, Adonis.
Me and you, brother.
Incredible.
And then he's going to drop one
more. And then Muscle Mark, he drops yesterday.
With the hardest beat
again,
of them all.
Like, Muscle Mark, you're on Kendrick's buzz. Like, if you're gonna get me off the couch, we are going there. We are wave after wave, and I think a lot of people in hip hop didn't think that it would kind of get this dark, but you've got to remember, Kendrick. Do not mess with Geminis. Kanye's a Gemini. Drake seems like maybe more of a heel Gemini, but he's still got that war mode in him, and apparently he's not done.
Like, he got it done. We all got to tell him he's done.
But can I just remind everyone? This is what you've asked of Kendrick. This is what we wanted in the rap beef. But I feel like everyone's kind of going, let's wrap it up now.
We're waving the white flag.
Let's wrap it up now.
You know what I think? Mark, this is what I was thinking about over the weekend. It's like sport. This is a sport. And you've got these two like opposing forces, because Kendrick doesn't drop as much, but it's always for the culture. And everything he drops, you always kind of keep a close ear to it because it's damn near going to be legendary. And on the other side, you got Drake, who is not necessarily for the culture, but he has just been working. Just commercially, he's killed absolutely everything. So you got these like two opposing forces who are pretty much at the summit of their career. And it feels like to me, they were just going, let's chuck it in the court of public opinion. Before it's too late, let's decide who's number one. And if that's what's happened, Kendrick right now is up 3-0 with home court advantage.
It seems so strange because, like, everything I've watched, maybe it's just my algorithms, but everyone's been coming back saying that Family Matters is what is that? What Drake's reply
was? Which
was
good. I like that song too. I liked it.
I was like, it's over. Kendrick is done. Like, there's like, it feels like, depending on what your algorithms are suggesting to you and what.
Nah, I've seen those too. Like, definitely people think Drake's up.
Yeah,
but I just don't see how. I'm a Drake fan. Like, if I was to pick one before this, I would have said Drake.
Someone was saying something about Drake pretending to have a daughter, like planting a seed years and years ago, so that lyrics that K-Dot just dropped on him didn't make any sense because it was actually a play that he'd been playing years and years and years ahead.
Yeah, I think that they've kind of forecast some fake info to get to Kendrick so they'd write about it. Yeah. But then on the other side,
you have to get that right if you want to talk about that.
Which Drake said in Family Matters that maybe Kendrick's manager is the real father of one of his children, and that's wrong. Like, there's back and forth.
It may still be on. It may still be on, gentlemen. We, you know, I'm just saying.
Maybe he's got a punch. He's got a punch's punch in there somewhere, Drake. But
at this point, I need the boxing gloves on now.
Yeah, he needs a back to back or something like that right now, because it is Kendrick is on a different level. This is Daily Bread. I got a turn too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Let me have a go.
Kendrick made us forget what we're doing
right here. Guys, we haven't really jumped on New Zealand's version of this, but we've definitely jumped on the Australian version. Married at First Sight. We've got our first sighting of New Zealand's cast. Crew of eight.
Disappointment already, I can tell.
Have we got photos?
Yeah, we've got photos.
Can I have a look?
Mark, this is the first person that you're going to see.
I'm not watching New Zealand Married at First Sight.
Look at him! What that fella name?
But he honestly looks like, he's the god of war, but like, yes, without the war part.
That beard is long, it's down to his nipples.
I've never seen a dude who's supposed to look so tough and not tough in my whole life.
But the one positive one. I imagine there's going to be a lot of positives out of it. I'm going to watch the first couple shows and see how it goes and then potentially write it out. But it does have the MAFS Australian expert, John Aitken, as a part of it. Because he had a 5-year hiatus in New Zealand. So if you want the glue, potentially it's him.
Any brown people in it?
Yeah, there's one.
just the one.
Can I just say, and I'm not even saying that that is a slight on the producers. We just don't want to go and do that
we
stuff.
Doing
like,
it,
we put like as a brown. I'm. You think that's gonna fly?
My grandma's still alive. We ain't going on that.
You think I'm inviting my parents to that to show up getting mad? Who the heck is this? Who the heck are you? Like, there's no storylines where we're like letting the producers let us have a moment.
It's better
like,
for no.
I think my daughter's called Gracie, and yeah, we don't support the marriage, but thank you.
So I just want to say that's not actually about like they didn't try to get our people on.
We just ain't signed
up. We just ain't on that. Well, anyway,
Brooke,
guys,
you should have done it.
Shut up. Anyway, it drops the
you know, and I've said this privately.
Hey, I've
said this, no, I've said this privately. I said, you know why Brooke can't do it? This man is so honest, bro. Like, if he turn around, he don't like what he see, he taking the mic off. He already knows where it's clipped. He's unplugging that. He gonna be like,
I wish there was some truth in there.
Have you seen me?
Bro, you are,
have you seen me?
You are killing
look
my facade.
Look at me. I look $1 million right now.
Bro, I've been
I'm
working on this character that I've been building for 33 years.
I told you what I love. That's not what I like.
That's
Boo.
Well, anyways, it drops.
Yeah, good follow, though. Good follow.
The 26th of May, which is a Sunday on TV3. 7 p.m.
We ain't watching that.
No, we are, bro.
New Zealand, don't know how to make TV. I'm a hater.
I'm going to be watching the first couple episodes.
I'm a hater.
That's all we got for today. That's our daily bread. Do you want to do that thing?
Daily bread. Breaking bread.
With the news of today.
We ran the song out.
This is The Morning Shift.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Cinderella.
Simple concept where we throw three clues out into the universe looking for our Cinderella or fella.
Have we ever found this?
We got one. We got one last year.
That's all right.
The idea is we really just want to talk to a person who has these three attributes. So, if these three attributes are you, you contact us on socials and you could be a big winner. What are they winning, Jordan?
They are winning, and I'm literally looking at it right now. Brand new, unopened, a JBL party box, on the go. About to make your parties a lituation.
Why on earth does no one want this prize?
It's got a mic too. It comes with a cordless mic, bro.
The karaoke vibes here are impeccable.
We're on. We're on.
All right, guys. This week our three components is gender, occupation, scenario. I'll take care of the gender. Jordan, you take care of the occupation, the job, and Mark, you got the scenario this week. Cool.
Easy
peasy. All right, I want to open it up just ever so slightly. We're normally quite specific on age and gender. If you're a female, you're in the game.
Oh, you're trying to get it.
Yeah,
one.
I'm trying. Give us one this week. If you're
we're
a female,
one.
You're rocking with us this week.
Wow.
You're still in the fight.
I'm looking for a music producer and your work has to have charted anywhere in the world.
So a female music producer whose work has charted.
Don't say they have to be.
It's not that hard. We got 7 on the New Zealand music charts with Do the Dishes.
Which was hard, Jordan. We were in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
Bloody hell.
My bad.
This female record producer who has created work that has charted also has to have, in some time in their life, had to declare that they are carrying more than $10,000 into this country. Have you seen that box when you tick the things that you're, you know,
I've seen it
for work and blah, 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 and then it's like, are you carrying more than $10,000 in cash? I want to know.
My goal in life is to tick that box.
Yeah.
Facts. I want to have it like 9,999 and be like, gotcha!
Same.
Count it. Count it. Go on, dude. Go on, dude.
Well, remember, T, if the shoe fits, don't wear it.
Share it.
This is the morning shift.
Guys, I turned a year older last week.
Yeah, you did, you little sweet cheeks.
I know I just did 75 hard flicks, but the body is still feeling a little bit older. And also the mindset's just getting a little bit older. And I saw this post on our Facebook group page, Shifter's page, and I just felt like it was speaking to me. You guys might want to have a think right now too. What old person tendencies do you guys have, like, as you're getting older? They said, mind the amount of when getting up from the sofa, bed, or even getting out of the car.
Perfect.
Nailed that. I sometimes lean on the leg supporting to stand up.
Bro, I mentally prepare that I'm about to stand up. It's coming at me way too quick.
My big one is just like, I'll be acting like an old head, eh? Like, with all the music, I'm like, this sucks. Like, back in my day, we T-Pain, Neo, Mario, Usher,
Soulja Boy on him,
Beyonce, Destiny's Child. It's one thing to kind of like not think something's good. It can put me in a little bit of like a light mood, like just thinking how things suck. That's kind of my getting older tendencies. Brooke, what do you want?
I've recently rejoined the tea community.
Oh, yeah. Kappa.
Yeah, I get that. That's a vibe, bro.
No, and how I know it's older is I used to have 4, maybe 5 sugars.
Whoa, no. That's violent.
I dip it in, have my milk, I'm out.
Pause.
I didn't even. It was well worth it. Well played. Right at the right point. Dip it in, my milk in.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'll give it to you on that one.
No. Just keep going. You never. Yeah. Just keep going. Make it flow.
But yeah, that's no sugars in the tea.
Nah,
it's you're no actually enjoying your tea.
Yeah, I am. Sit down. It's always about 8:30. Play Fortnite with the boys.
How dark is the tea?
Nah,
the bag in
milk.
Yeah, leave it in. I leave it in. But a little bit of milk. Yeah, my mum will be so proud of me.
Yeah, just a splash. Yes,
that's it.
People that are heavy on the milk.
Yeah, I'm not a massive.
like ratio.
Not a milk man.
Nah. Like, why would you boil the kettle just to make it lukewarm? Like, are you stupid?
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Maybe I'm getting old. Mark, do you have any? You actually are old, so I'm just trying to figure out how we do this with you.
Yeah, I've been old for ages. You know what? Probably one of the major things I realized as age crept up on me versus Father Time, 1-0 Father Time. It's more about assessment of risk. Like, if there's any chance,
hey, bro.
If there's any chance I'm falling, like I ain't doing it.
Much of Mark's going down the steps sideways. Or yeah.
It's things like
grabbing the handrail.
Something as silly as, like, you know, the flying fox at the park.
Nope.
Like, am I going on it? 10 years ago, hell yeah, I'm going on now. I'm hanging on with it, you know. But now it's like, that thing's gonna snap, take my head off. Like,
and I asked someone the other day, what age did you go from tripping or falling? You know, I tripped over. Oh, they had a fall. What age is that? Because I feel like it's getting closer and closer.
I'm getting there. Some of our shifters said, Ivy said, when your first thought when the sun is out is, what a beautiful day for washing. Yes. You know, some people did say drinking a cup of tea with you. Wools Lokeni said, 90s hip hop was the greatest time in hip hop. That's a thought.
That's
he's
old
had.
Head.
That's old head. Ty, oh my gosh. Ty Tuifua said, last minute plans, now give me the ick.
That is so true. Give me time. I need to think this through.
You know what it is too? Like, you can even make a friend with a, you can make a plan with a friend that you want to catch up with. And if it falls through, you're like, yes! Like, I stay home. Like, you actually don't mind. Like, back, you know, when you're younger though, you're just like, what are we doing?
There's always something next. What's next?
I have to. Someone said taking a photo of a screenshot of instructions so I can enlarge them and read them.
Yes.
What up, old head? I caught myself out. Manawa said, I caught myself telling off my teenager the other day that they're wasting the day away. Rachel Polder said, I won't leave the house after 8 p.m. That's scary.
I get that. I'm there with her, man. 8 p.m., that's...
Because you write off at least 3 days after by then, huh? Like, used to be you could bounce straight back out of bed, you'd be good to go the next morning.
Ruins your whole flow of the week.
Totally.
You do that on a Tuesday night.
God forbid, a Tuesday night. You blow out on a Tuesday.
Saturdays, people ask you to catch up, do things on Tuesday. Like, that's a bloody school night. Do those guys have kids? How old are their kids? What are they doing?
They're really give you a Thursday. Tuesday.
Lani said, oh my gosh, I love this one for some reason. Lani said, sneezing as loud as you possibly can.
That's you! Yeah, I did it. That was me.
I found out a sneeze is 1/88th of an orgasm.
Damn.
Who worked that out? 1/88th.
But you didn't know that today. You sneeze 88 times. Now it's a party.
Adult chat. No,
you'd have to sneeze simultaneously 88
but
times.
Don't kill my game, Mark.
Because that would be therefore.
Hang on.
It'd be like, like all in one.
Like a constant.
I've actually heard that too.
Thank you.
Like the closest feeling, like describing it, is like, you know, when you have like a mean yawn, like, but like the really nice part of the yawn.
The perfect
like
one.
Just at the start.
This is an example of getting old.
This is we getting old. You're something? Talking about this.
Yeah.
Michelle K said, I'm disgusted with myself that if I meet a decent younger human being, I state, what a nice young man or what a nice young girl.
What a lovely young lady.
A Bruce said, I walk with my hands behind my back with sandals on.
Such a power stance.
Turning all the switches off before I go to bed. Like this. I love getting old, eh? We should love getting old. I love those examples. Don't be afraid
There's
of it.
There's parts of it I'm loving. Whew. You're eating it?
That scene. I'm getting so old, I'm forgetting how to wrap it up. Guys, that end.
This is the morning shift.
I want three. I want back-to-back.
Flex those biceps, Sean Johnson.
That is enormous.
He says, Sydney, you want to see the anti-hero? Here I am.
Wild celebration for a goal from his wildest dreams.
The Weekend Sports Wrap, brought to you by 2x You. Train harder, recover faster.
Yep, kia ora and welcome on into your Sports Wrap, brought to you by 2x You, the official compression wear of the One New Zealand Warriors and the Melbourne Storm.
Up the was. Never mind the Melbourne Storm.
One of those teams won on the weekend. One of them didn't.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We're winning because we're supporting them.
That's right. The TMS 25 online discount is valid till the 31st of May. So it's alive and kicking. You want that discounted compression wear, fams? Get on in and get it now.
Love that.
Let's start with probably the most important sports story of the weekend.
It was no joy for our crosstown rivals, the Great and Western Sydney Giants, as they ran front first into the Sydney Swans meat grinder.
See your thing, OG.
Pulping them, and despite the grubbery play of Callum Brown and Tom McCartan, the Swans rose above to send a resounding statement to the rest of the league with a 29-point victory. Squabble amongst yourselves, peasants. The majestic Swans got bigger fish to fry.
Collingwood. I don't even know my chance here, but Collingwood. Brisbane Roar.
Basically, gentlemen, if I'm being honest, the Swans unbeaten at the top of the table in the AFL. Magpies in eighth.
Not the top one.
And, yeah.
Magpies, sort it out, you dogs.
Where's Brisbane at?
Brisbane Lions should just quit. They're in 14th.
Oh, shit.
Nah, see, I'm getting it on before they, you know, they really blow
Man,
up.
You screwed up a day one. Actually.
How many teams are there? 14?
There's a few. There's a few, from what I gather. But the Swans,
Nah, we're rebuilding. We're all right, man.
Magpies are right there.
Yeah, and far less important news, wrapping up the NRL, and the Warriors had to play in the world's trashiest ground in wet weather versus the Knights. McDonald Jones Stadium. Turf is trash.
At what point should that game have been called off?
Ah, straight away.
Like, come on. One minute.
What are we doing here?
The refereeing was trash.
Oh, disgusting.
And thus the scoreline was trash.
Yeah, that didn't go for
us. You know what? We put on a party at Go Media Stadium. Win or lose, correct. Turf looks prestigious, crowd pumping. You know what? And we have to turn up and play in Newcastle
Mark,
like
can
that.
Can I just say, don't
push into this. Have a fat complain right now. You push into it, bro. This is a safe space.
You know what?
They don't play the bird noises.
Let it out, my tour, Mark.
You're a pack of dogs. The NRL sucks. The Warriors are up against so much more than just a game of rugby. There was really early on, you would have seen Roger Svavacek did like the sidestep, right? And his foot just blew out.
Yeah.
The turf blew out. It was in terrible conditions. And I know both sides ended up playing on that ground. But when you're playing away from home, just horrible looking people in the stands. Like, it's just...
He Kendrick time. He went at the fans in the stadium. He didn't even like the look of them.
Absolutely grim. And this, you know, on a side note, we ended up losing 14 points to 8. I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with the Warriors right now. I can't put my finger on it. But for some reason, what we were playing with is no longer there in terms of a game plan that was all about defending really, really well. Our defense was what we could rely on, and then we would counterattack. And by the time teams had sort of run themselves ragged and not been able to get the ball over the half, we would just put the pressure on them, and we just kept building pressure. For some reason, over the last 4 weeks, that hasn't been happening. And I don't know how you fix that, but... all I could think of, and I'm sorry to Newcastle fans, you're not that ugly, but the weather was and the ground was, and it was just such a shit watch.
It was.
And it puts me in such a bad mood, and I should be more mature than that, but last thing on my Sunday is wanting to see that, and I was like, ah.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Roosters mucked around and put 40 over the Broncos, which is good.
True.
To netball, and the ANZ Premiership is alive and pumping 4 rounds deep. Central Pulse remain unbeaten as they put on a clinic in the third quarter to peg a second loss on the Northern Mystics. Well, the Mystics were up big. They were up big, and I thought, oh, they're home and host. West.
Wellington, heart of the champion.
Yeah, Wellington just rolled on through. So it looks like the Pulse this season and Central Tactics look like the squads to beat in this year's premiership. Let's move through to the rugby.
Let's push, ladies.
Super Rugby and the Hurricanes remembered they were good, beating the Tars 42-12. Yep, they're actually quite a good team.
Shout out to TJ as well, all-time leading try score for Super Rugby.
The Blues.
Surely Julian's going to try score a couple more. They'll just go back and forth this year.
He wants it back. The Blues continue to win, slapping the Rebels 38-11. The Crusaders remembered they can't win without Razor and lost to the Reds. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are quietly putting together a mean season.
They're tough, man. Yeah. I watched some of that game. They beat the brakes off the Force.
Mm-hmm.
I heard an argument between my mate and his dad on the weekend, and his dad was just adamant that the Chiefs are going to win. And I think...
I wouldn't be surprised. They look good, man. I watched the game.
I was kind of like, I don't know. I think Hurricanes could come through. And he was like, nah, Chiefs will get it done.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm
Blues are going
to
get it done.
It's the one team that I'll hold my hand up and say I haven't been paying a lot of attention to. But I think they're the team with the most established number 10. So why I haven't been looking at them as much with the Chiefs, they could be, when it all comes push. You don't want to be playing the Chiefs in the semis, right?
They got the scariest backline.
Totally. You think about even the Hurricanes wouldn't want to play the Chiefs. I don't think the Blues would want to play the Chiefs.
Oh, we do want to play everyone. That's one thing you can't say about the Blues. The Blues want to play.
So
everyone.
You're telling me you would rather play the Chiefs than the Brumbies at Eden Park?
Honestly, that Blues right now, scary hours. Scary hours for us. We just don't get the credit because we're supposed to do it.
We will
play anyway.
No one expects you guys to do anything after the few years you said.
We win a chip. What's the first thing people say? It's been like a million years.
Because it has.
Like, exactly. But that doesn't mean to say, like, we are not up for anyone.
He's on the smoke like that.
It's very important on you to make it about you. But what I was asking was, who would you rather not want to play? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you had to play the Brumbies or the Chiefs, which one would you prefer?
Obviously, Mark. But, like, as a fan, I'd love to go the Chiefs first and the put them out of a final and... roll down the hill and probably lose to the Brumbies.
That's
Blues-esque.
So top four at the moment in the Super Table is top four teams. We got the Hurricanes at top, Blues and Brumbies, and then the Chiefs rounding out the top four. Highlanders in seventh, Crusaders in tenth.
Sorry, shout out to the Reds this season, eh? Shout out to the Reds. Going down to Christchurch, getting it done against the Crusaders. I know they're a bad team, but still.
They got it done.
I still, on my multi, I had Crusaders to win. I thought they were going to do a comeback.
I would have bet on them. They have Havili at 10.
Yeah.
It's all that stuff.
Love that.
Also, is it this weekend? Is the Wellington Hurricanes versus the Auckland Blues?
Correct.
Yeah.
At Eden Park.
It must be. Must be about time for that
top
clash
of the table
capital.
Clash.
We ain't betting nothing.
Ask the yard.
Pay my other bet.
still going to repay you on that. And that is your sports wrap for another week. Thanks to Two Times You. Find it all online now at rebelsports.co.nz.
Shout out to Two Times You.
This is The Morning Shift.
All right, Fono, that's the show. Check in your people. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Let's boom.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm making a boom.